Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Thursday morning. In boys high school soccer last night, Elizabethtown defeated by Trinity on the road, losing 3-0. On the schedule tonight, Central Hardin on the road at Bardstown at 7 o'clock. Grayson County hosting Caldwell County at 7 o'clock Central Time. North Hardin hosting Meade County at 7:30. And then John Hardin hosting Portland Christian at 5:30. In girls high school soccer last night, Breckenridge County lost to Bullitt Central 5-1. Elizabethtown defeats Central Hardin in PKs 1-0. LaRue County defeats Grayson County 5-2. Meade County defeated by Nelson County 2-1. And North Hardin blanks Marion County, winning 8-0. On the schedule tonight, Breckenridge County on the road at Butler County at 6 o'clock Central Time. John Hardin hosting Grayson County at 7:30. And then North Hardin on the road at Mercer County. That match at 7:30. And finally, in high school sports last night, in girls high school volleyball, North Hardin defeats Fort Knox 3-0. On the schedule tonight, LaRue County hosting Bardstown at 6:30. Grayson County hosting Butler County at 7 o'clock. Elizabethtown hosting Meade County at 6:30. Central Hardin hosting John Hardin at 6:30. And Breckenridge County hosting Thomas Nelson at 6 o'clock Central Time. Major League Baseball yesterday, it was postseason history between the Reds and the Braves. Those two teams went to 13 innings in the opening game of that NL wildcard matchup. And although Trevor Bauer had an amazing day for the Reds, couldn't get any runs on the board, even after loading the bases several times in the final few innings. The Braves score a run in the 13th to win it 1-0. The St. Louis Cardinals, though, they get a win in the first game of their NL wildcard matchup with the Padres. They win 7-4. And finally, this morning in the NFL, it's official, the game between the Titans and the Steelers has now been postponed by the NFL. They're hoping to make that game up either on Monday night or potentially even Tuesday. The league says that by postponing the matchup between the two undefeated teams, it'll give them more time to have both clubhouses undergo extensive testing to make sure that everybody is healthy and safe before the matchup. And that does it for your sports update on this Thursday morning. For Quixie 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.